the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good Nathaniel Lundy. This, of course, is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And hello, friends. It's a tradition unlike any other. Me knowing nothing about golf. And this is why.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you speaking in a slow, quiet voice.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's
also.
That
is a tradition unlike any other because it never, ever happens.
Yes, I am loud, I am obnoxious, and I talk a gazillion miles an hour. So, yeah, it's very unusual for me to speak in those tones. It's very difficult for me to apply the brake in those situations. But we got the green jacket on the line because the Masters is back. The cherry blossoms bloomed in northern Georgia, and we are going to crown a champion in the world of golf. And, you know, in the big time major that everybody loves to fire off some wagers on. Now, admittedly, I know next to nothing about golf. These are just facts. It is a foreign language to me. I think I may know more about astrophysics than I do that particular game. But there are a lot of people at FTN Bets who do know a lot about taking a stick and smacking a white ball down a beautiful, well-trimmed green fairway. So I am going to share right now, Lundy, with our listeners, their selections to win the entire tournament. And you can fade or follow them. It's totally up to you. Again, I'm just providing information. I'm just the middleman here. Don't shoot the messenger. All right. Producer Drew, who you and I know and love at SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio. His favorite long shot to win the Masters is Max Homa at 125-1. That's worth a few bucks, right? Why not?
That's a long shot. Yes, sir.
He's all about the long shots. He's all about the big payday. And I know he's obsessed with Max Homa, so it does not shock me in any way, shape, or form. The PME, our good buddy Pat Mayo. And Mayo
love
Media
me some
Network.
Pat Mayo.
Oh, who doesn't love me? The man dominates this time of year. He's draining birdies from 40 feet. He loves Brooks Koepka as the best value play at 28-1. I locked and loaded that. Ryan Noonan at FTN Bets, who's been on fire this PGA season. He's all about Daniel Berger at 40-1, though he also likes Koepka at 28-1. Skylar Hoke, who's also part of the FTN Bets universe, he is on Colin Morikawa at 35-1.
Ooh, I like that one. I like that one.
Yeah, and Dom Cinturino, who is right now the unit's pace leader at FTN Bets and PGA wagers. His favorite long shot, Victor Perez at 150-1, amigo.
Wow, definitely getting seduced by the juice there. Of course, the beauty, if you're doing this at DraftKings Sportsbook, you know, you go out there, you pick the winner, but you can also kind of hedge your bet, right? So you could say, hey, I'm going to take Colin Morikawa, but I'm also going to throw something on him to finish in the top 10. Like,
sure.
You could start to get a little creative with how you do your golf bets at DK.
Yeah, top 10, top 5. I believe they have, like, the best senior, who, by the way, I like Bernard Longer, because that's actually a name I know from my childhood watching golf with my dad. He's, like, 4-1 to have the best score among the senior ranks. I mean, there's a million different ways that you can slice the Masters, and you need to do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, and they're putting you in the center of the action by giving you a shot to land in the green. This week, DraftKings is giving you 100-1 odds on the golfer of your choosing to finish inside the top 10. If you haven't tried DraftKings, this is the time. Turning $1 into $100 is simple. Pick any golfer from this weekend's tournament, and if they finish inside the top 10, you cash $100. That's 100-1 odds, and it's an offer that doesn't come around very often. So sign up for DraftKings Sportsbook now to get in on all the action and choose your golfer before the tournament tees off on Thursday morning. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 if the golfer of your choosing finishes inside the top 10 of this weekend's tournament. That's code FTN to turn $1 into $100 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, on this Hockey Hump Day edition of the pod, Let's get to it with the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, time to drop the puck. Time to make some bucks. Lundy, how'd we do yesterday? And again, it is a midweek tradition, unlike any other, here on the podcast of you selecting your favorite NHL action of the evening. So again, give me a recap of what you did yesterday and give me your first pick on the ice.
Well, I told you that after the heater that we'd been on, it was probably time for the wheels to come off. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we went 0 for 2 yesterday, despite how heavy of a favorite Tampa was in their game. Yes, things went south for us. So yesterday was an 0 for 2. So let's hop back on the horse, my friends, and let's get back after it. We got a couple of picks here on the Fade Five. Going to go off the beaten path with you. Let's talk about a total for once in a hockey game and not necessarily the money line. This is entirely what is known as a Nate Lundy TYG, trust your gut. And that is the Vegas Golden Knights traveling to St. Louis, taking on the Blues tonight. And I'm going to roll with the over on 5.5 goals. Now, if you pay attention, you're probably thinking to yourself, Nate, you're absolutely nuts. Because if you look at these two teams, St. Louis has only gone over twice in their last six contests. Vegas has only gone over in three out of their last six. So these two teams have not been going with the overs. However, I do believe, as you look at the way the trend has gone, that these two teams are due to have one of those offensive breakouts. They have been right at that five goal total several times, just haven't been able to clip past it. I think this is one that could turn into a bit of a slugfest. I think it's going to be shots on net frequently between these two. So I'm going a little bit off the beaten path. I know that you look at the trends and it should tell you that this game should be under the 5.5, but at a -115 juice, I'm going to roll with it and say that the Knights and the Blues light up the scoreboard and get above that 5.5 in their late night tip.
Ooh, I'm riding it. I think another heater is about to come on, amigo.
Number four.
All right, one hockey pick down on this hump day hockey edition of the FTN podcast. What is selection numero dos, hombre?
Let's stay on the late night with the true late night, 10 o'clock Eastern.
Wow.
Puck drop, by the way.
Wow.
So late night opportunity for those of us that are chasing, as we like to say, and there's always the Hawaii game.
Yep.
The Kings are hosting the Coyotes. Arizona and L.A. will do battle. These two teams are 2-2 on the season against each other. Arizona just won 5-2 on Monday. However, if you look across these four games, Los Angeles has actually outshot Arizona 80-56 in these four games. The Coyotes are now playing their third game in 4 days and their fourth game in 6 days. This team is going to be tired. They are on the road. And I think that if you go back and look at the way that these teams have played each other, if you take away an empty net goal, basically three out of those four games have been one goal contests. I like LA in this one at a money line of -117. I think that despite the fact they've got the worst record, I think Arizona is going to start to hit a wall after playing as many games as they have in the last 6 days. So I think the Kings, despite the fact it's 2-2 on the season series, I think the Kings win this fifth matchup between the two and take advantage of the fact that they have outshot the Yotes. So now it's just a matter of finding the back of the net. Take the Kings late night at home on the money line at a -117.
I like it. Take a nap, Arizona.
Number three.
All right, let's move on to the monkeyknifefight.com. Monkey Knife Fight player prop of the day in the NBA. Presented by, you guessed it, monkeyknifefight.com. Go there. It's a DFS game unlike any other. It's just you against a house and all of your favorite player props. Put them together, packs two all the way up to six. The more you hit on the more or less, the over, the under on stats that you already track and know, points, rebounds, assists, even fantasy points, the more cash you stuff into your pockets. And when you sign up as a new user, use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN. And when you do, you get a free $5 game on the house. Have it, MKF, in good time at monkeyknifefight.com. And let's go, speaking of the desert, let's discuss a representative of the Suns of Phoenix, and that is one DeAndre Ayton going up against the Utah Jazz. And I'm going to live in the land down under on 14.5 points here, Lundy, on Ayton. He's gone under this proposed total in four of his last five games. And he goes up against the long, the lengthy, the athletic, the shot-blocking extraordinaire, and great rim protector of the NBA, Rudy Gobert. When these two guys, these two giants, went toe-to-toe back in late December, Ayton only had 4 points and nine boards in that contest. This is the third worst matchup for a center, according to the FTN Daily Advanced EVP tool. And we know the Jazz are incredibly stiff defensively. Number four in the NBA and adjusted defensive efficiency, giving up just 1.052 points per possession. So fade or follow under 14.5 points for DeAndre Ayton.
My brother, you got back on the horse last night.
Did.
I'm so proud of you.
It's a miracle.
For a while, it was looking pretty bad. But then Wiseman decided to get up over that total that you had picked yesterday. You said he would get over 10.5 points. He finished with 13. So tell you what, I will roll with you on this one just because you finally got yourself back on that horse. I'm so proud. I'm so proud. It is a tradition unlike any other. Yes, we will roll with this one. I think that he tucks just barely underneath this number because of the matchup. I know this sits, as what seems like a pretty comfortable number for him. But again, you got to pay attention to those matchups despite whatever the trends might look like coming in. And I think this one is tough. So I'll roll with you. We'll take the under with Ayton.
Let's start a brand new heater. Come on, Ayton.
Number two.
All right, let's go to the diamond and work in a couple of Major League Baseball totals. Split right down the middle yesterday. The White Sox and Seattle Mariners pushed the over because James Paxton had some forearm stiffness, only got an inning in, and then the bullpen came out and just served up gopher balls to the opposition. But San Diego, we hit the under on that one. Yu Darvish got back on track as we fearlessly forecasted. Let's first start off in a battle out in the American League between the Baltimore Orioles and the New York Yankees. And I'm going to take the under here, Lundy, on the nine total runs. Why? Well, I'm getting seduced by the juice. At tape time, it was plus 100 on that under. Means is on the bump for the O's, and he was brilliant in his first turn of the rotation against the Boston Red Sox. Seven innings pitched, only one hit allowed, no walks, and five punch-outs in that scoreless action. He did face the Yankees the last time in 2020, only gave up an earned run in six innings pitched, so he's had some success against his club. Now, Jameson Taillon, the former Pittsburgh Pirate, is going to take the mound for the Stripes of New York, and he's a guy that has not yet pitched this season. Projected, though, according to FanGraphs and their various projection services, Zips, At-Bat, Pecota, and various other stuff, 8-plus K per 9, 2.72 walks per 9, a guy that generates a ton of ground ball outs, projected to have a low fours ERA. So far in the series, we had seven runs in the first game, nine runs in the second game. Baltimore not exactly swinging a hot stick. Number 25 so far in the young year and total OPS. So pulled all together, given the pitching matchup here, Lundy, I think the under is going to hit. So at plus 100, yeah, I'm going to sip on that juice all day long. Fade or follow.
Yeah, I actually really like the juice in this one. I agree with you. I'll take the plus 100 on the under. You talked about the fact that these teams hit the over yesterday, but that was actually the first time this season. I know it's a small sample size, but it was the first time this season that the Yankees had hit an over. They had been under in their first four games on the year, and obviously the over-under yesterday was 8, and they hit 9. So they just barely snuck over that number. I think it comes right back down to what they were doing at the beginning. I like the idea of the under. This feels to me like a 5-2 game, something like that, when you talked about the bats for Baltimore. So, yeah, give me the under on this one because I think that's the trend right now with the Yankees. I think sometimes people think about that lineup with New York and they just expect that ball to be popping. But so far this year, yeah, they've scored themselves three wins, but it's not like they're scoring 11 runs doing it. So let's take the under.
Yeah, let's pray for a pitcher duel in the Big Apple.
Number one.
All right, and the antithesis of a pitcher's duel is any game here in the Mile High City, soon to be the home of the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, and I am taking the over, Lundy, in Arizona and Colorado at 11.5. And again, getting seduced by that juice, plus 100 on the over. I mean, look at the first few games of the season for the Rockies. 13 runs, 17 runs, 11 runs, 6 runs, and then last night, 8 18 runs, and it was chilly here in Denver. It wasn't as warm as it's been. We had a cold front roll through, had a little precipitation. That's why they had the 51-minute rain delay, and it didn't matter. Runs were still plentiful in that matchup. You got Madison Bumgarner, Mad Bum, on the bump for Arizona, a guy that's a shell of who he used to be when he dominated with the San Francisco Giants. First turn in the rotation this season, he got rocked. Four innings pitched, six earned, three walks, two homers, struck out six against the Padres. He had a 53.8%, which is astronomical, hard hit rate in that turn of the rotation. The fly balls are always a plenty for him, which is a bad and toxic mix when you're playing in the thin air of Colorado, no matter what the thermometer says. And Antonio Zenzatella is on the mound for the Colorado Rockies, a guy that is overly generous to the opposition. Normally a ground ball heavy pitcher. He drew a ton of contact in his first turn of the rotation against the Dodgers. Only lasted 3 1/3 against LA. Gave up 7 earned runs on 9 hits. The guy doesn't miss a whole lot of bats. So I think the over here on 11.5 is going to hit. Colorado already number 12 in total OPS. Arizona, meanwhile, scored 22 runs in 5 games this season. So you expect another shootout here. Fade or follow, Snakes, Rockies, over 11.5.
I don't like this number whatsoever. I actually really don't. I'm going to fade you because I think they're going to come in right at 10. I think it's double-digit runs, but I think last night, despite Ryan McMahon hitting 1, 2, 3 dongs in that one. Talk about your fantasy DFS guy you wanted in your lineup.
No kidding.
They got those 18 runs last night, needed 13 innings to be able to do it before the Snakes won. So I'm going to take the under with this. I'm not going to get seduced by that juice quite yet. I think they finish up with about 10 runs because the Rockies right now, unpredictable. Despite the fact that they will get to host the All-Star game, bleh, is what you're seeing on the field for the most part out of this team.
Yeah, no doubt about it. How about a little bonus time? Before we get out of here, this line is not yet posted because a lot of the player props, they populate. It's a slow drip there at times at DraftKings. But once they are live and active, Ketel Marte, whatever his hits prop is, it's probably going to be set at 1.5 more than likely. Take the over. He's 10 for 20. 500 batting average. It's simple math. Even an idiot like me can figure that out. In his career against Zenzatella. And on the season, he's already 12 for 23. So Ketel Marte should be swinging a fiery stick, shall we say. That lumber is going to be lit from start to finish tonight. I think it's going to be a multi-hit game for him. So check out that player prop again once available at DraftKings Sportsbook. And that is a wrap on this Hockey Hump Day edition of the pod. Please follow Lundy on Twitter, at Nate Lundy. You can follow me there, at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com for all of your Masters coverage. Use that promo code EVANS to score 10% off your subscription today. And until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the noise.